This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? You're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Oh, he hasn't even pressed record yet, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Because we can't use it anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm not doing that again.
I don't want to see it again. Unless I'm not doing it again, like we're going to say, go on, please. Why am I doing that again?
All right, cool. So, quick one. Just want to say hello to everyone who's watching on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel, send it to a friend, leave your comments. We're going to start reading the YouTube comments as well.
Thank you.
And hello to those who lock in on Spotify.
And Apple Music and Amazon Music and YouTube.
Yeah, I just said YouTube. Just paying attention.
YouTube squared.
Do you know what I mean? So, last episode, we spoke about Carnival. And we had Sir Influential on the phone.
Yeah.
So that episode went out and obviously people left their comments. So Reese 96 says, crowd control with the song Gas, with the road non-existent.
Myth.
Sagara Raquel says, Keith is talking about leaving girls in the yard as if it's food in the fridge at uni halls.
Yeah, his take was absolutely
bonkers.
Wild yesterday.
I said yesterday.
I mean, sorry. Last episode. I don't know that, man.
Drizzy3000 says, a blessed episode for my people from the carnival. The carnival discussion was important for the culture. Marv, shout out to the swimming classes. People I need to improve to. Bless up my G's.
Jeez.
Always forward.
That's mad, though, because that was last week I said it, innit?
Yeah. K-Bank said, sound effect at the 34th minute was on point. Keith is moving crazy. Crams. The soundboard had me crying this episode. Big O, all the soundbites while Keith was explaining his threesome situation. LOL. Xavier, Spotify, I hate that when Marv said he never had a threesome with two guys, my ears perked up. Because normally, he says he's never been in a threesome. And then 5 minutes later, he clarified, I've been listening to the pod for too long. He was like, this nigga lying. Hey.
No comment.
Great episode from PR. Your guest explained it well. Keeping the culture is key. Ads DJ Influential was very knowledgeable and informative about the Notting Hill Carnival matters and the importance of keeping soca culture there when organising the carnival. I agree with everything he said. And then NM says, really appreciate you guys for having Sir Influential on. He represented the culture well. If you don't like soca or the culture, go somewhere else. Last comment, Super Duper Sai says, damn, I always think Keith as progressive when it comes to music. Wow, Mice, my guy. That was a mad comment still.
So mad, I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, but
basically just saying it like soccer, innit? What up your foot and job? What up your foot and job?
There's like another 15.
For what?
The other episode. Mos Def, Drake and Carnival.
Okay, I'll maybe just pick the best ones from it then, or maybe, I don't know.
Ty Boogie says, Marvin needs to start an online course for all this ignorance. It's special. A man said, Google the meaning of mainstream.
But it's true though, because a man was saying that Mos Def wasn't mainstream, but I'm like, but he's radio, his songs have been played on radio. He's been signed, so technically he's mainstream.
I hear you. Jenna said, we do like the soundboard and Marg's comedic timing.
Marg's?
Marv, sorry.
Oh. You got Marg's in the brain?
Chill out, what's going on here?
Yo.
David Mutel says, Keith has never been writer. Mos Def has evolved, even doesn't rap the same as before. His catalogue ahead of his time His catalogue is ahead of its time in loads of respects. A true innovator of quintessential artists. But that's not... Do you know what?
Brother.
I can't wait to do this. Speak about his drip, though.
Do you know what it's about? Yeah, garbage. Do you know what it's about Drake and Mos Def and whatever? It's annoying because if I argue about DMX being the best rapper, no one say nothing. If I argue about Lil Wayne being the best rapper, no one say nothing. The moment you argue about Drake being the best rapper, out of the blue, you're a Drake fan. Are you a Drake stan? No, you're a Drake fanboy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man would say you were tooting it and booting it for Drake still.
What are you talking about?
Like, now he's got his meat on the table and his
brother. It's mad. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you can talk about Jay-Z, Nas, whoever, but the moment we talk about Drake, it's like, are you a fanboy? It's like, what are you talking about? Like I've got a Drake t-shirt in my house. What are you talking about? I ain't got no Drake merchandise in my yard, bro.
Are you just clarifying now because of recent events?
No, I'm just saying. What recent events? Oh, because it's me. Oh, you're moving mad. You're moving crazy, man. You're moving absolutely crazy.
Hey.
You're the one who told us about the video, you know? Hey.
It's true.
But it's current topic, bro.
I've been on Twitter all day and I haven't seen it.
Not in my world.
He's swimming, that's right.
Yeah, they weren't no meeting that pool, bro.
Hey. So you're like, okay. There's more, yeah, just people saying that we're biased, allegedly. Raw. Can't lie. You guys need to present your IQ test on the next episode because Marvin is scaring me. Raw, what did you say?
I think that's quite rude, though. Hey. You can't just call someone thick unprovoked.
I
said this is the way of the land, yeah?
This is what it is, man. You're used to it.
Yeah, last one from T. This is a good one. T. Okoyedi. He says the reason why LL Cool J was licking his hand like that is because Deep Blue Sea, the Shark movie, came out and he was on a promo run for the movie. Him licking his hand was representing a fin.
No.
You're not buying
We're not buying that one. I'm sorry. Look at you, LL Cool J stan. See how that sounds? See how that sounds? Very dumb.
Oh, that is too funny, man. All right, cool. So the voice, the woman's voice that you've heard, is that introduce yourself?
Do I do like full name or do I do like nickname?
You do the whole thing, man.
Nickname? What are you, gangster like that, yeah?
No, like obviously government names like Olivia Smart.
Okay.
Nicknames Liv.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Come on, man. Like,
figures a nickname was Gunpowder or something.
Liv, you know?
Yeah, shortened version.
Who calls you Liv?
Everyone.
I don't call you Liv.
What do you call me?
Olivia.
Oh, never noticed.
Liv?
Yeah, it's cute. No?
I don't know, man. Do you know what it is? It's syllables. It's got less syllables, but it still sounds long to say.
What? Liv.
Yeah.
You're not helping that IQ.
Over a Liv.
Oh, my God. No, because it don't sound right.
So you'd rather say Olivia than Liv?
Yeah. Or I'd rather say Smarts.
Oh, yeah. Some people call you Smarts. And like, some people just call me Smart.
If you're in school, you ain't going to call me.
Yeah.
If you're in school, you ain't going to call me. Yo, Liv. Like, doesn't really, hasn't got the...
But you wouldn't say, yo, Liv, to be...
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't.
Because she's a babe. Like, yo, Liv, you're moving mad. Why are you so aggressive? Why are you so aggressive?
Oh, I don't like Livy. I feel like a girl.
No, I'm saying, but Livy is like... No, if it's a babe, is a why to...
What do you mean you feel like a Livy? Girl? Like, are you tomboy?
No, like, Livy feels like childlike.
Mm.
I know, but it's still nicknamey, though. Nicknames are like, they just flow. It's got to suit the person that has it. You know what I'm saying?
So Smart feels like a bit more stern.
Nah, Smarts just feels like a nickname. Smarts, like, feels like a nickname. And you might be Smart. It might be your surname and you might be Smart. So it could be, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But she's not smart though.
I am, I've got a biomedical science degree.
Yeah, but if you're not Smart, Smart still goes anyway.
Is that difficult to get? Attain?
I was going to be a doctor. Actually, this is a funny story. I was actually going to be a doctor. And then I wasn't smart enough to get into medical school. So I ended up in TV. And
You kept the doctor personality. You give me doctor vibes.
Do I?
Yeah, white coat and stethoscope. Yeah.
And also, Dr. Smart would have sounded so wavy.
Man's injured and you're just chatting rubbish to man.
What?
The other ones. I get you mean still. Because she's chirpy. I'm not in the mood. Like, I'm ill. Like, so, how are you today? Get the fuck, listen.
Injection's coming, just letting you know.
Listen, my prostate's swollen, blood. Allow me, bro.
Big up Charles, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. That's mad, isn't it?
You going to get yours checked?
Yeah, do you know what it is? I will.
I think you should.
No, but they don't need to do the thing anymore.
What do you mean?
What? Or the thing in the booty?
Yeah.
So how do they check now?
I think you can get to get a blood test now.
Oh, swear?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it was a...
That's what No. People still talk about it as well.
Apparently, you don't have to do that no more. You can get a blood test.
So that's why you're willing?
Yeah.
But if you take out the blood test, will you still go?
No.
Mm.
No. No.
Oh, Keith's arrived.
It might be his food.
I didn't order the food.
Oh.
Oh, it's Keith.
Yo. Yeah. I don't know.
What's that?
Without go.
I think you have
to
go.
I have to. I'll do it.
But you've done it already, but it wasn't your prostate, innit?
What? What did I do? What's that? I'm asking, what did I do? You said I've done it already. What's it?
It could mean rewind. The gunshot means forward.
So that's the wrong soundbite to play right now, you know.
How are you?
Hey, that's the wrong. Clarify that one, brother. The stands will come out, man. You went back to your regular order today.
No, that was me.
I thought Marvin had the chow mein today. Oh.
No, I banned him from the chow mein because the last time he had the chow mein, it didn't go very well.
Last time he had the special fried rice.
I can't let special fried rice bang last week still.
But wasn't he moaning about it?
No,
it's because of what I said in my story.
No, when I was moaning, but when I added the sauce and the chicken.
He was moaning.
What?
Bro, what's going on? I've been saving this for the podcast. When you were naming it, did you think the name might allude to other things?
I shouldn't say this, yeah, but we came up with, the original title was Black People Can't Swim.
Yeah.
And then...
That was too obvious.
Legal came back and we're like, we've got to change the name. So I was like, okay, fine, we'll change the name. So I had about 24 hours to change the name. I was like brainstorming with my exec, Andy, and like three of the friends in the group chats, like, what can we call this? It's got to have something like slick. And then Andy sent me like 10 names and right at the bottom was Blackstroke. And I was like, that's it. So it's like backstroke, but Blackstroke with like all-purpose seasoning.
Do you know what's mad?
I got it.
When you told me Blackstroke, I never thought of anything sexual.
Well, I went on Pornhub just in case. I did. I went on Pornhub just in case.
Did anything pop up?
Nothing popped up. So I was like, cool, we're going with this.
Did you check any of the other sides?
No.
I'm not going to lie to you. That just shows you how people's brains work. Because as Taylor said, I didn't think nothing sexual.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped in my head when I heard it.
We know from last episode.
You know what I mean? I'm not even sure what part of the thingy you were in. But speaking of names, especially with, you know, Satama in it, she'll tell you when we were working on our thingy.
You know her from back in the day.
Way back when. So when we were naming it, you know, initially, the first name, you know, there's always the first name.
Yeah.
And then the name that you end up with. And the initial name. So initially, the name we ended up with was Being Black Going Crazy with a question mark, because it's a question, not a statement. So you always have to say with a question mark. But the initial name was Black is the Maddest Color.
Ooh.
I was like, you are bugging. You know what I mean? I was like,
Black is the Maddest Color.
Yeah. You know, and I was like, nah. You're like, nah. Like, I don't know who sat in the meeting and you guys discussed this, but what we're not doing is we're not putting that out. You know, I mean, I was like,
and
I
they
know.
Come to you with a smile on their face and they're like, yeah, we got it.
Bro, you're sitting in there and you're like, got what? You're getting me cooked, because they're like, all that's going to happen is I'm going to get cooked all day when this comes out. Because all people are going to say is like, so you sat
and
in this meeting.
They would have had you your TR as well, you know.
Oh,
if it came out,
go on.
It's not helping you right now.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know what he was getting though.
I didn't say anything, bro.
Echoed means rewind. The gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Hey, Keith, you get the joke. You don't get the joke.
I don't get the joke.
I thought it was some. Drake got his meat out on the timeline apparently earlier on. So
what?
And Taze went to find the video to show us all.
Yeah.
Why have you seen that?
Content.
So you needed us to see it.
It was content on
There's
the timeline.
There's nothing to see. It's not necessary.
But where are he looking? And where does he want to show?
I weren't looking intentionally. I was just...
So you saw it by mistake?
I'm a content creator and that was a piece of content.
Bro, I'm sorry. I've been on the internet all day, bro, and I've not seen Drake's
video.
Have you?
Marvin and I
have
been swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, were you swimming?
Yeah, I swam earlier on still.
Can you swim?
Can now.
Because there's one of your friends, I'm not even going to throw him under the bus. He used to tell the man them he is Olympic level swimmer, because me and Manic used to swim all the time at the gym. One of our friends, he was like, he's, you know what I mean, he's a bad boy swimmer, he's doing lengths or whatever. Cool. So we've gone to the leisure centre where we swim regularly. So it's all three of us.
don't think this man's walking across the middle. He swam not one length. It was so embarrassing. Like, I've never been more embarrassed in my life. But the way this man was talking, yeah, he was talking like he was Michael Phelps.
Apparently, Taylor can swim.
No. Not the way you were swimming today.
But you said, you told...
So, here, you so here's what happened. I was like, right, obviously the film's about swimming. So I knew Keith could swim because he grew up in Australia. Water safety is a big thing there. So
I called Taze. Water safety is a big thing there too.
So I called Taze and I was like, Taze, can you swim? He was like, yeah. And I was
so,
like, cool.
So he lied to you. That's your friendship based on lies.
I didn't lie. I explained how what my swimming was.
So you misrepresented the situation.
No, I explained what my swimming was. Like maybe 10 meters and done. But I could move in the water.
He explained he didn't need a swimming lesson.
I said I didn't want one.
He didn't want one, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, cool.
I said, I'm not interested. It's different. I'm saying that's different. Whereas you thought, all right, cool.
Yeah, you expressed the interest at the end of the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
So I called Holly and I said, Marv said he wants to learn to swim. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
So obviously I DM'd you and said, let's go swimming.
Yeah.
And you turn up. What I will say is, Marv was kitted up. He was ready and he was on time.
I was kidding up to the point where he had a swimming cap on, bro.
No, she gave me a swimming cap.
I know, but
you
had one.
What did you have? You wore it for?
The look.
Streamlined.
The look.
Yeah.
No, the look.
So you're telling me the swimming cap is more streamlined than...
Yes, yeah. Because if my head's not bald and I've got hair, it's more streamlined.
That's it. So when are you not bald?
No, but if I let it grow out for a bit and there's
was it grown out today?
A little bit, yeah.
Exactly. What are we doing?
Exactly.
Anyway, he had the whole look. Have you got the pictures?
Yeah, I got a picture.
Yeah.
You phoned me earlier.
Yo, I feel healthy, bro. Yeah, I feel healthy.
Oh, man, you one leg.
Nah, I feel like... But I got an hour lesson, bro.
How's it going, Marv? Good to hear from you, man. Yeah, I hope you've recovered from yesterday's swimming session. It was... I thought it was a sick session, by the way. You made some good progress in a short space of time. And to go from being quite hesitant... kind of treading water and, you know, not sure whether you can hold yourself up in the water, to them being able to go 3 meters deep, stand on the bottom of the pool, chill down there, and then in your own time, swim back up to the top, all within one session. Not to mention swimming 25 meters along the top of the water as well. That's a good session for me. So hopefully you was happy with that too. But yeah, for those who don't know, my name is Harley Hicks and I was a swim coach on the Netflix documentary Blackstroke.
I feel like a new man.
At one point in time, my quads were on fire, bro.
Because of workouts.
Because you're like in water just doing that, because obviously it's different stages of like learning, isn't it?
No, rate him though, because...
I love it. He's not dead. That's
No, so what happened was we were going to go in the baby pool at the London Aquatic Centre. So Tom, who kind of runs it from like the better team, was like, baby pool's full. You're going to have to go in the Olympic pool.
No, but the baby pool, can we use another term?
Sorry.
Well, because it's not a baby pool.
The training pool.
Baby pool sounds mad.
So the training pool was full. So I said, Marv, can you swim? Because it's 3 meters straight down. Like there's no...
Myth.
There's no
that?
Slope.
See
like
that? Myth. I ain't going in that.
So Marv said, yeah. So Tom looked at... Marv and I looked at Marv and Harley looked at Marv and we went, all right.
So they were like, you know what? If you go in there, if it's too deep, you come back out.
It's the beginning of a horror
film.
So I've kitted him out. I brought goggles for him because I thought he wouldn't remember to bring goggles and I wanted him to be able to see where he was going. Gave him a swim cap. He was ready to go. Got in. And you know what I will say? From where he started to where he ended, he can actually swim. And he did 25 meters full length without stopping, with technique, with breathing, and he killed it.
So I'm saying your stroke was smooth, bro.
Hey, boy, the girl's been saying that for years, bro.
Jesus. I saw it in the video. I saw the video.
Wait, what video did you see?
Oh, yeah, send him the video.
What? I saw the video of him swimming.
Brother.
I was saying his stroke was smooth.
No, he said something. Drake and then.
No, because you know what I mean? You said something, then you said something, and then he said he'd seen the video. I'm thinking, I'm a little confused.
No, the video of him swimming.
Because he said he'd seen the video of man stroking.
There's better videos on the timeline. So I'm saying, bro, on there too, bro.
Man stroking.
But the maddest thing about swimming, yeah, is like a lot of people's introduction to swimming is like primary school.
Mm.
And I don't feel like, when I was speaking to Harley today, he was like, the way swimming has evolved, they teach it differently now to how they taught it back then. So he was saying that a lot of things were taught then, they weren't really right in terms of the mechanics and in terms of like how you do things.
Okay.
So when you're younger and you learn to swim, it's more about like your leg. Remember, he used to use the foam thing and it's just bare legs.
That's me.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's my understanding of swimming.
Garbage.
Yeah.
That's what was my understanding of swimming. So like I'd use my arms, but it's mainly legs.
Mm.
That's why like after a while you burn out. You're like, I'm tired. Whereas it shouldn't be your legs. It should be more your arms because your arms can do more in terms of like scooping pulling water and scooping water. But you don't think that because you think your legs are stronger.
Oh yeah, by the way, quick plug, yeah. So Mia FaceTimed me yesterday. She was like, Daddy, you finally gone swimming. And I used SoCap. So I was like, oh, how was it? She was like, oh my God, it was amazing. I said, okay. I'll let him know. And she was like, yeah, do you reckon he could like hook my friends up? Because basically their swimming caps are, for a better word,
garbage.
She said, all of them were complaining. Hair was wet. Meanwhile, Mia, K-Rose.
I can't lie. My head, when I took the thing off, my head went wet, you know?
Yeah, dry. Yes, it's a good product, man.
I can't lie to you. No, I'm being serious.
You say the little hair was still dry?
No, I took it off. My head, my scalp was dry, bro.
Yeah.
So man didn't just want to cut through the water like a shark.
I did.
Little fin.
I did with the
thing. He was actually really good.
Yeah, I loved it.
If I go, I'm going to start going more. Because now it's like, after that lesson I had today.
I said, I feel healthy. I feel free.
I feel healthy, but I feel like, because remember that.
Now, why did you call me like?
No, because you called me anyway, you joker.
What do you mean? Yes, but we were talking about
that. No, because you see, the way you make it sound is like, I called man and said, oh, I felt healthy. No, you called me, and when I picked up, I said, yo, I'm swimming.
No.
You lied.
No.
No, don't try.
Wait, hold on. I called you first.
Yeah.
Then I said, oh, I'm in the gym. I'll shout you later.
No, you didn't.
Bro, you called me back and said that.
No.
Yes, because your signal was shit. Do you remember? You said, I'll tell you, you're echoing. I had to change from my headphones to my phone. I said, go on.
Yeah, but I said.
So you called me back?
Yeah, but I said, I'm just saying,
when you called me back.
Call, I said
no,
that.
You did it. It was
I did
call.
Say that.
I know where I was in the gym.
No. You're lying, bro. This guy conveniently is relying. It's out of the blue. You're a sicko.
So
bro.
You're still saying arms?
Yeah. So it was arms. And in line with your shoulders, like, because when you normally swim, but when you're swimming, it's just you're just doing that because you're just trying to cut through. Whereas when he told me, when Harley was like, nah, like do certain things with your arms, like keep your arm in line with your shoulder. So it's like you come out, but then you're going back straight. But the moment I started doing that, man was going through the water like that. But before that, bro, nah, and I was just doing bare leg.
Mm.
But I was tired, like man. Then even your breathing as well, like.
But it's sick though. Like it's swimming. Just like when I see it, it's actually sick.
Bro, do you know what it is? After today, when you watch the Olympics, yeah, it's mental.
Like Matthew, listen, we was in Bali. There was an island, but it was far. Matthew's like, one sec. But the guy swam to the island, stood on the rock, took a picture, and swam back. I said, but are you all right? He goes, what? I can swim. I'm like, yeah, but sometimes the current, it's not the same. Like, even in Antigua, when we, some days me and Chucky went to the beach, yeah, it's right at the back of our hotel. And then obviously, when I want to take a picture, Chucky don't have to go too far to take my picture. When I want to take Chucky's picture, I'm quick. So he's telling me to go further back. Brother, my foot slipped, yeah?
Why'd you have to go so much further
because,
back? To...
Because I'm going backwards. The sun's behind us. So if it's to catch Chucky where he wants me to catch him, I've got to go further back.
So weren't you standing in the same place?
No, I'm trying to say to you, he's on the beach, uh-huh. Yeah, and he's in the pool. He's in the water. Uh-huh. So he gets short quick. He hits here quick. So he has to stand back.
Okay.
I've got to go back to take a good picture.
Oh, okay.
But my foot slipped because the bay was a lot deeper. Bro, I thought I lost my life, bro.
you just went underneath, bang.
Bro, I was struggling. And then he saw it and he still posed. But as I was walking back, I found my feet and I was walking back. He said, you nearly died in it. I said, bro. He said, I saw it. I said, fam, I don't like water like that. But obviously, like you said, I don't know what I'm doing.
Stuff
in the water,
like
so
that
for
is
me,
mad scary,
like,
you know? I'll give you an example. When I first moved into my house before, I had a couple of the mandem over. I'm gonna throw them under the bus. It was my boy Kester and my boy Alex. Wiggy knows them. So what's happened is we're all, you know, we've all been in the yard drinking or whatever, and we went outside. So I'm not sure what we're doing by the pool. I forgot why we were even there, whatever. But it was a dare for someone to get in the water for some reason. So my boy Alex is standing there or whatever.
And Kester's pushed him in the water. But here's where it got funny. So he's fallen in the water or whatever. And we're all he. And the man's dipped under the water. You know when someone says they can't swim?
Yeah.
Everyone says they can't swim. And we all looked at each other like, oh, he wasn't lying.
What?
How? You know, and it's all happened in slow motion, yeah? And then we've all looked at each other like, who's going in? And then Gemini's jumped in and he's gotten him out. Because I've looked at myself. I looked at what I was wearing. My phone's in my hand. I was like, it's not me, bro.
So what, you're letting him?
Bro, nah, but in, nah, you know nah, what? Yeah, nah. It all happened.
So you lot pushed him?
I didn't push him. Don't say you lot. You know what I mean? Kester pushed him. You know what I mean? Kester did that, you know? And you know what you think to yourself? You're like, this kid nearly died. But it's the way it happened. Because you're like, when a man says he can't swim, like, really? You know what I mean? Just going to push you in here. And it's not that deep. So I thought my man would stand.
I was going to bust a joke, but I'd have to cut it out, so I won't do it.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Then my man jumped in, got him out or whatever. And we were all looking at each other like, well, that escalated quickly. Bro, if you saw it, like, you know when it just got bare awkward for a little bit? And we're all looking at my man like, why would you do this? It's crazy because he got in the pool and he's come out and my man pushed him in. Like, that's how it's happened. So he's gone in first, no drama. He's come out and my man's pushed him back in. But this time I think he's a bit rattled, essentially. So, you know, it dips under the water and we're like...
One girl got charged with that. She pushed her bridging off a bridge.
See, that wasn't just the water. Yeah. Like, she, if you see how high that
you saw
was,
it, innit?
Broke her ribs and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brother, like, if you see how high
the way
was,
she hit the water.
Bro.
Yeah, because you know, like, normally when you jump off bridges into water, you're doing it yourself. So you jump in your feet.
Feet first.
But because you got pushed, you remember you, like, maybe belly flopped.
Hey, it was like hitting a brick wall.
Water's not a joke, you know? When we was in Croatia, yeah, Matthew tried to do the sexy thing. So we were speaking to two girls. We're like, oh, let's go do the jet ski. I'm riding my jet ski. You're behind me. He says, no, you can ride it. I said, bro.
Impossible.
I said, bro.
No one is riding my jet ski.
He broke his arm.
What? Who did?
Matthew. The homegirl hit the wave a certain way. Matthew fell. Bam. Arm was finished. I said, look at you. Water's not a joke. Ride your jet ski, bro. I said, nah, let her ride it. It's sexy. I said, all right, cool. She don't know how to ride.
And then she does right, left, right. Nah.
Man skipping across the water.
People don't realize.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you're on a jet ski sometimes, yeah, if you're on a jet ski as well and you go there and there's waves, it's going to make my jet ski like...
So you got to catch, up. Yeah.
So there's bigger waves behind.
So I've got to catch those waves or just slow down
and then
those waves go.
Even your legs, you got to keep your knees soft, you know?
you can break a kneecap still.
Oh, no, yeah, but do you know what's mad? With that, yeah, you might just be going slow and then man just takes off. That's your wave started. You better catch
but
that
why
wave.
Why are you behind, man?
No, you might just be sitting next to each other like this and then all of a sudden one takes off.
Yeah, but don't be behind me.
Oh, no, you're right, but it's like quad bikes, for example. Bare people think they can ride a quad bike. Then they get to a turn and it's like, go on.
Bare people think they can drive.
Do you remember the girl that flew? Do you remember the girl that flew off a quad bike? And then the weave went in the air.
What?
Do you remember the video? It went viral.
The weave went flying.
She was on a quad bike and she was going through a hump. And then she skied off the quad bike, weave went flying.
But bare people can't, when on holidays, they just say to you, what do you want to hire? Let me get the quad bike. Okay. Have your passport. Here's the keys. Turn it on.
You never know what CC is.
Bro, no, nothing.
Yeah.
In Malia, Napa, the amount of people I saw
that crashed
their quads, peds. Peds are the worst ones, though. Because peds is like, it's two wheels.
Is it harder?
Yeah.
Way harder. Because remember, in terms of quads, even if I'm not paying attention, I'm on four wheels. I can kind of... For me to come off a quad, I've got
like
to hit a corner
and turn
mad. Whereas a ped, I could be just going at 10 miles an hour.
Hit a stone.
off the ped.
But most people think they can drive. And that's why a lot of people go on holiday, bro, and get into problems, especially with cars. You know, people go out there, get a rental, drive like crazy.
No, but that's them driving like crazy.
No, bro. Like, it's not even driving like you don't even need to drive like crazy. There's certain cars, like, you know, you go out on holiday, get a Lambo, easier to drive.
Taser, I remember me and Gabe got one. Taser got in Gabe's one. Taser driving it. Taser said, you know what? I'll park up and you can take it from me. I remember Taser saying, bro, even when you're driving, yeah, just remembering certain things. Like, for example, like when you raise it and lower it, if you hit that speed bump and your
things load, deposit gone.
Deposit gone. But that, you have to remember that,
you
bro.
Was there when a certain man will pop. I'm gonna say, Big B.
When my man
called his Uber, I said,
listen, in Dubai, when he had the Back then, driving, we've left the party. I think it's like, there's like three girls in the back. Three girls at the back. There were four people at the back. Me and three girls, driver and his brethren. So we're driving anyway. So I'm talking, but I can hear. I'm like, what is that noise?
And
bro?
That speed?
And he was wetting, bro. I mean wetting. I'm like, yo. I can hear something, you know? No one's paying attention. Music's blaring, whatever. We're driving. One Habibi man was like, yo. Like, whatever.
And my man couldn't feel that.
Brother, we've parked up.
Know, he's blowing.
I swear to you, parked up just alloy, bro. No wheel, just alloy. I said, Jesus. So we're on the side of the road. We're like, all right, there's a spare wheel in the back. So we're trying to look for the spare wheel.
On holiday?
Yeah, but, because remember.
Move this car, you know?
Huh?
You got to move this car.
This car's got to move in. We're on the side of the highway in Dubai. So I'm like, I've got the
thing. Is there no AA?
What is
And the way people drive over there, you don't want to be on the side of the road.
We're trying to like see if we can change the wheel, because remember, we don't want to alarm anyone. So we want to see if maybe we can like
fix it ourselves
and then get a wheel later or something, and they won't know.
So like, you don't let the rental company know that happened.
They're gonna charge you all four times as much for
the trip. Yeah, crazy.
So now a guy's drove past and he's got like a truck. So we're like,
that's mad convenient.
That is mad. This brother driven us back to the rental company, man. I said, what? Anyway, my man's come out, he's gone, what's happened to the car? We're like, yeah, must have hit a stone or something. But the wheel. And he's like, look at the wheel. He's like, this alloy is damaged now. You need a whole new alloy.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he's like, these alloys, you can't buy one. You have to buy four. Yeah. Oh, my God. The price he said, I can't remember, but I just remember thinking, eh?
I remember when you mentioned this.
Bro, then so everyone's trying to like say, like, come on, boss, like, whatever. He's going, you been drinking? I said, whoa. So the girls were with, one of them was sitting outside. She ordered an Uber. She's going, I'm not getting involved here, so I'm getting an Uber. So I'm trying to stand strong now. I bought every man water. I was like, you man, drink water. Like, try and hopefully, like, man, sober up by the time the police come. This policeman came on smoke. Who the driver? Man was just chilling, bro. Who the driver? I said, nah, it's not me. It's not, because if no one answers, then it all falls. Yeah. So I just started.
Yeah, but you was there with the babes, though.
You know the cartoon where you just start chilling backwards? I sat next to the babes on the road, like, there's like a little seat, talking to her, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Going to Uber, I said, oh, where's your Uber guide? So I'm back there, yeah, let me drop on your Uber. I was gone. I didn't even say bye. I was gone. You are bluffing. Do you think I'm getting down? Man checked in later on with them, man. I said, what happened? I saw them man raving later. I said, yeah, they might want to be all right. There's no way I'm getting back. I didn't come on holiday.
Hey, go jail.
What?
Yeah. Listen,
no.
People don't understand. You see Dubai, closed shaves. You see that when we was in Mexico, yeah? For example, one don got stung, I think it was £300 or £500 for pissing on the side of the road. I said, bro, like,
the same country, you just don't.
No, Marv. I heard, yeah, it was mid-piss. He stopped immediately. The way they ran up on him, yeah, the piss stopped immediately. And they said, no, we're still charging you, bro. Are you taking a piece? £500. Why don't you just wait? But it's because man was jar being sloppy. But I'm like, you wouldn't do that here.
Yeah, so they would.
Have you been up north? We're not talking about up north.
You've been to West End? Was it up north?
Brother.
Go Soho, bro.
Soho, bro. Any part of London, bro. You're like, beautiful road, take a left, smells like piss.
Yeah, not a corridor. Like an alleyway.
Brother, piss. Any alleyway in London smells like piss. Bro, you don't even, like, literally, we could go right now and say, just pick three alleyways, and three out of three of them will smell like piss.
Even certain lifts, you go to certain estates, you're like, brother. Don't you live here? Like, why don't you just go to your house?
Bro, like, where are you going? How far are you going that you have to relieve yourself in the lift?
But people are like, bro, they're just weirdos, bro. What are you pissing the lift for?
But you know how you were saying that in certain countries, if you're getting, whether it's a ped, quad, or whatever, they don't give a damn. They just give it to you and you'll figure it out yourself. Yeah. Remember I told you, like, it was easier for me to rent a boat in Italy than it was for me to get a Santander bike. I think the process actually takes longer for me to, you know, when you're trying to figure out how to get the bike out. Got over there. I booked it on the app or whatever. I've gotten there. And the guy was like, have you ever driven a boat before? And I was like, no. Okay. Forward, you know what I mean? That goes back. You know what I mean? The anchor's there. Your life jacket is there.
He gave you a boat?
Yeah, giving me a map. And I was out on the seas for about 5-6 hours. And that's how I got into, you know what I mean, liking boats and water and stuff like that. And I do a bit more of it now. But at the time, like, it was only like 15 minutes in and I was like, where the f*** am I going? And you know, when I looked at this map where it's basically a drawing. And I was like, this is a really nice map.
But wait.
I was like, where am I in relation to any of this? And then luckily, because you're not too far out. So I think I was maybe two or three kilometers away from the shore. So my phone still works. So I had my map open and you can follow the shipping lanes. So literally, like, when you're on the water, it's got the shipping lanes.
That's
so
I'd
literally
shipping lane.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd follow it from literally from
getting
island.
The map, like, yo.
The only I'm getting on is if I'm sitting here, you're sitting there, and we're doing this. That's the only boat I'm getting on, bro. Yeah. I'm not getting another boat.
Wait, it's open water?
No.
How was that?
Yeah. No,
it's not open water, isn't it?
I'm
saying, is that as in how far? As in you can
I'm in a lake.
Yeah, but how far are you going?
Yeah, but it's a lake. You can't go that far in a lake, bro.
I can see the land here. I can see a couple swans. I can see a couple old people. Good. I'm in a park.
In context, pull out your phone, right? I went from tapping.
What? It said a kinky.
Bro, no. Because when he said, in context, pull out your, I didn't know what was going on.
You didn't even let it.
So, like I said, go on there and check the distance between.
These are crazy.
Check the distance between Amalfi and Nerano. So, Amalfi Coast and Nerano. That's the distance I went. Then I went a little bit further. It was, if I had gone any further and if it wasn't going to be dark soon, I would have gone to Capri. Like, literally just.
I've been Capri still.
Yeah, I would have literally just continued. But at the time, I was like, it's going to get dark soon.
Nice.
Do I really want to be on the waters when it's dark? Absolutely not. The problem with all of the islands is they all look exactly the same. So when you see Positano, Amalfi Coast and stuff like that, it all looks great and stuff until you're lost on the water and you're trying to figure out which island you left from and they all look exactly
that
the same.
That sea's rough though, because
Nah, not really.
But I caught a boat from a big boat.
Does the time of the year matter?
Yeah, I ain't got
100%. It does. Because when I was there, it was clear skies. The water wasn't very choppy. So on my way there, because I was going with the waves and the tide, on my way back, I was going again. So it took me a little bit longer to get back because, you know what I mean? You're bouncing, so you've got to go a bit slower, essentially. But outside of that, bro,
I was on a big boat. This boat had maybe about, you know, one of them boats that have got like rows. Mm. The bottom of the boat has got bare rows of people sitting down, and upstairs, you might be able to sit up there. Brother, I think I got a boat from Naples to Capri. Mm-hmm. Brother, you know, a couple of times, like, the boat's going, yeah, but the person you're with, you're not saying nothing, but you're both panicking, but you don't want to. If I say to you, remember the time we were on the plane that time, yeah? And the plane, listen, the turbulence was mad, but I didn't look at Taze, yeah? Because if I looked at Taze, then it becomes real. That, we both know this turbulence. No,
but that's the same as the thing, though.
So I kept like this. Yeah, you can see my face.
That's the same as the flight attendants. Is when they start panicking, you panic. This is what the plate, I said,
listen, when they put the bing bong, could all air hostesses and hostesses please sit down? You said, Jesus, what's happening here? You try to stay cool though. If you see them walking, you're like, it's I'm cool. Calm.
I said when they're not walking. When they're in the drum seat.
Brother, the moment they got the trolley and they put the trolley back, that's what you're doing. Start listening to praise and worship on Spotify.
I think for me, bro, like I realized I'm a risk taker essentially, because I was over there with a friend at the time. You know what I mean? She was gonna jump on with me. She seen the boat swaying from left to right, bro. She put her foot on. She says, "So go back to the hotel." Yeah. She went straight back to the hotel.
Fuck,
I was like,
yeah.
But for me, literally, like, it was dope. I enjoyed it. I was out on the water, so I don't like open water that I can't see into. So if I'm out on, you know, it's like, think of places like the Thames and stuff like that. Couldn't put me on the Thames like that. I don't like it because I can't see into it. And I always think to myself, if I fell into the Thames, the minute that water touches my lips, I'm probably going to die, not even from drowning, from the fact that
just
the
pollution
has touched my lips. You
so
know
about
what
a
mean?
Lake?
But and I don't like being on there because I can't see into the water. Yeah, I prefer, literally, if I'm on open water, I would prefer, if I had to be on there, I'm okay. Because I think to myself, if I fall in...
You can swim.
Yeah, and I can swim in it, and it's easier for me to swim in it when I can see in it because I don't have to think about what's in there. If you know what I mean. If I can see in it, I know there's nothing
here. What about the temperature? You reckon you'll be someone who starts swimming in cold water?
No.
You have to, bro. What do you mean? Bro, the water's cold.
He's only had one lesson. Like, let him get himself into the vibe.
Trust me, bro. Once you can swim, you like it does. You don't even think
that's
about
it. It's a different
level.
But I don't want to swim in cold water, bro. Like, if I'm in the West Indies and it's like warm, cool, I'm not getting in there.
What, Australia?
But the water's going to lick you, bro. Like, some parts of it are just going to be cold.
We complained today and it was a heated pool.
Nah, this pool was cold, bro.
It was 27 degrees.
27?
It was 27 degrees.
Yes, it was. I saw on the little thing in the side.
It was 27 degrees in the air.
27 not in the degrees water. Of water is not that warm.
It's 27 and then, Marv, as he's getting
in. No, do you know it's good water? You know you got to dive in.
And just, yeah.
But
bro.
I didn't. I done the whole...
Oh, yeah, that takes long,
heated
man.
Pools are a scam, bro, because it's not even that warm. You know when you have to sit there and you're like, what is the difference between a heated pool and a pool that's not heated? Not much.
But you know the maddest thing is, when I was swimming, I was warm.
The
moment I stopped and me and Harley were talking, got to a point where me and Harley were like, right, it's a bit cold, isn't it? Then he was like, yeah, we got to start. So we started swimming again. But it's like, if you didn't, it's weird. The pool wasn't warm. It wasn't freezing, but it wasn't warm.
Have you not been snorkeling before?
Nah.
Yeah.
What?
Where'd you go snorkeling? West Indies?
Yeah.
Where?
Amazing.
Where?
And I did Thailand as well.
What part of the West Indies?
Jamaica.
I said, yeah, I thought maybe let's do it. They gave us the goggles with the mouth thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to breathe. Bro.
The snorkel.
I said,
it's hard to breathe.
What? But remember, I'm in the Caribbean. There's no...
Did you have any floats?
No.
So you can't swim?
The guy gave us the equipment and said, let's go. I said, what?
You can't swim like that.
You have to be able to swim.
Did you tell him that you can't swim?
Yes, bro. He asked. There's anyone here can't swim? Yeah. Bear Man said, yeah, all right, you get this one. So he gave it. I'm like, I'm looking at Chucky. Chucky's looking at me.
Maybe
I'm
they
like,
didn't have your size.
No, brother. I'm in the Caribbean, bro. He didn't care. You're not listening. They've just gone. I said, I'm not doing this.
You're
I
big
said,
leg, bro. They might not have had your size.
I said, let me see if I can do it around here.
Did they give you the thing for your feet?
Yes, everything. You've got to walk backwards. But you can't swim in it. It's weird. You got to swim differently. I didn't know. Cool, whatever.
It's not like, you
so
know,
I thought, let me
properly.
Try.
Can
let
you
me
start, difference. Can you stand up in there?
Yeah, but you got to walk
said
backwards.
Like he had a reference he could work from.
You got to walk backwards. It's weird. To be able to... Remember, it's big. It's long. So you can't walk forward. It feels weird. So you got to walk backwards whenever you're moving.
I got a moonwalk, you know.
Yeah, but obviously, I can't see how deep I'm going. It's weird.
So wait,
I mean?
You're on land in the flippers?
Yeah, and then as you walk into the water, they advise you to walk backwards because of how long they are.
Right.
You can't walk forward in them. You'll fall over. And obviously, there's old people. So he said the easiest way is to walk backwards into the water and then find your feet as soon as you get into like lower in the bay.
Tall women would have been fine. They were big feet and big crabs.
Sky, bro.
Let him.
So imagine I'm getting the hang of it whilst they've gone.
I ain't got time for that,
bro. No. I wanted to see how it works.
I definitely would.
No, but
it.
I'm just hearing it. Obviously, the boat, everyone's on the beach. I thought, let me just try.
When it comes to things like that, I ain't got time to learn in that environment.
No, but you're not going nowhere. Everyone's gone. So you're either just sitting on the beach.
I think you just tried the snorkel.
Yeah, let me just try. So I did it. I figured it out. I'm like, this is tiring. So I'm like, if this is me getting tired here, that man that are swimming with it.
Exactly.
Bro, I see a little dinky come by a small boat. There's four people on the boat, yeah. like, I bet you any money Chucky's on this boat. And there's a little boy, you can see at the front, he can't wait to come back here. Yeah? As he gets closer and closer and closer, I'm like, I see Chucky. Chucky looked at me like, nah, brother. Because he just swam. And he thought, wait, I know he hit a point. He said, bro, with the flippers, it's not the same as normal swimming.
Resistance. Yeah, it's like
this. Yeah, it's not the same. So you got to learn. And it's not a joke. This guy just gave it to him and said, cut. Mm-mm, mm-mm. And if I tried, I would have made it in the middle and thought, fuck, who am I calling?
Yeah, you would have done it.
Most people see, have you seen people in regular swimming pools where they have the flippers on? Most people would probably think it's easier, but it adds resistance. So they'll have the flippers on, then they'll have kind of pads on their hands, essentially, you know what I mean, to increase the resistance as you swim, just to make it a little bit harder.
Mm. Why would you want to make it harder?
Because if you're a great swimmer and you swim, let's say for cardio or whatever, you want to increase.
You're trying resistance. To build up.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially, you want to increase.
Because even there's one point in time when I was flicking my legs today, and then Harley was saying that, imagine you're trying to flick socks off your feet. That's how you do it. Brother, when I done that and I stopped, quad on fire. Because remember, I was,
you've never done that movement before.
I'm
as well.
Literally just, like, I'm posed. You know, like, I'm really trying to kick a sock off my foot.
Yeah.
So I'm, brother, legs were on fire. So with them flippers, that's doing basically crazy the same thing because
and I'm just
you have to like to move it. You have to kind of flick it.
And yeah. I'm just open water.
Through the water.
Bro, you would have been finished.
I said, nah,
you could have done with the swimming lesson today.
I know.
Full body cardio. One day. If you know, full body cardio, swimming is, I'd say, for the best of it, like low intensity in terms of, you know, the intensity on your body. Because think about skipping, high intensity on your knees,
no
running and stuff like that. You know, high intensity on your knees, essentially. Swimming is great. The only issue I have with swimming is living in Royal Wharf now, it's a communal pool. So the first month I lived there, joined the gym or whatever. So for the first week, I went swimming, cardio. Great, I loved it. Then I'm in my second week, you know, I've had a gym session, you know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm going to go do my cardio, which is swimming. I'm in the changing rooms, changing, putting on my swimming trunks or whatever. This guy has come out the toilet. He's taking a shit. He's in the swimming trunks or whatever. Didn't even wash his hands. I was like, okay. And I'm thinking maybe he's going to take a shower. You know when there's the shower before you get in the pool? I'm thinking, cool, he's just had a shit. He's going to take a shower, rinse himself off and get back in the pool. I went straight into the pool. I put my clothes back on and I've never been back in that pool again. Are you out of your mind? Bro.
They got the chlorine though.
I don't give a shit. You know, chlorine don't do nothing for shit nuggets. You're in the pool and there's little, no, bro. And I was like, if you've not washed your hands, you ain't wiped your bum properly.
That's why when I went to, London Aquatic Center.
Yeah, Olympic pool.
Olympic pool, like it's, I know what you mean because my local leisure centre,
myth.
Sometimes I go there and I'm mm-mm. just like,
nope.
I look and I'm like,
nah.
I can see a verruca there.
Brother.
A verruca there. I'm not even getting this pool. Whereas that was a bit, it looked a bit like more official.
It was so just clean.
Yeah, it looked clean. So I think that's why I was comfortable. Like normally some swimming pools, you like you don't even want to shower. You just want to get out of there.
It's like five, you know, JVC, the rooms with the pools.
Yeah.
Right? So I had one of the rooms at the swimming pool for, you know, a few days.
It was cold, innit?
But I didn't get in there. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why I didn't get in
there. You saw a condom floating.
No. It's close to that. No. It's close to what he's saying. So think about it. When they turn over your room, in, let's say, half an hour. People check out. They do a turnover of the room. They'll clean it up.
Now, it's longer than half an hour.
Okay, let's say an hour. Maybe an hour. Let's say it's an hour. But I know, and I clock from that in. Within that hour, do you know the one thing they don't do? They don't clean the pool. They will clean the room, and I think the pool gets cleaned every so often. And I know bare people are in there chopping in those pools.
Not even chopping, because when I was in Bali, I had my own villa, had its own pool. Some days I just wake up in the morning, butt naked, just walk in the pool.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like no one can see.
But you know, it's these pools. It's a private pool. That's what you do. But if they don't clean that pool, and I go in that pool next, bro,
no, it's not what you do.
What do you mean?
You go and put on a pair of shorts.
Brother. But I didn't want to.
Bro, what's the difference between having shorts on and not having shorts on? My meat is in the water.
The difference is having shorts on.
His meat is in the water regardless.
No, have some decorum.
Yes.
Why?
Decorum is fine. His meat is still in the water.
In a pair of shorts.
What does his meat is in there?
It doesn't cost anything. You sleep naked, innit?
No, I don't.
I do. But it is what it is.
So if you don't see naked, so what's the point?
I just said because I had my own pool. It's not something I do. I just did.
Bro, that's the whole point of having your own pool, bro, so you can walk around in naked.
No, the whole point of having your own pool is I ain't got to walk nowhere. I can just jump in my pool.
Naked?
Just because you have something doesn't mean you have to walk around naked.
Man spent all that bread
Do you walk around naked in your house?
No.
No.
Some people do.
Why?
You don't walk around your yard naked?
No.
What's the point of having your own yard if you can't walk around naked?
But why do I want to walk around naked in my own yard?
I want to wear clothes.
Why the fuck not?
I know it's my yard. I don't have to walk around naked. No, I know it's my yard.
Some people listening definitely walk around in their yard naked.
I think that's attention seeking.
In their own yard?
I think it's attention seeking. Because the windows are open.
No, it's clearly not. Who told you windows are open? Windows are closed. Windows are closed.
What do you call it? Your dogger.
No, that's not it.
Work
outdoors
on a
in like car parks
exactly.
and that.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that people watching you?
Have you thought of a documentary about black people dogging?
Please. Anyway, so Blackstroke.
Yeah, that name is wild.
You call it that too, you know?
Yeah. No. Blackstroke
Part 2. Dogging.
Man said, do a turn.
Stroke of hunters.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know about this whole walking around your house naked. That's mad.
Bro, wait, not your.
What about the hotel?
What if someone walks in?
What?
So?
Would you? No, I don't know.
You're not comfortable with your meat.
It's not safe. For me, like, having everything, it's not safe.
I don't know how we got here.
He got us there talking about spinning out.
No, you got us here because, brother, I don't understand.
He's the one that said he went out on holiday and he got in the pool naked.
Yeah,
I know, but that's cool, but I didn't get
you're
it.
You're back in his case at Johnny Cochran's, bro.
And it's fine. My point was, I didn't want to get into the pool over there because I was thinking, I don't know what the other people were doing in here. Yeah. And I know the pool doesn't get cleaned regularly enough for me to be comfortable getting in there.
If there was a pool here that you could get in naked, would you get in it?
Here where?
As in like,
in the UK?
In the UK, like an exclusive, like, members club. I'm just saying, but you can get in.
Are we not just encouraging people to swim?
No, I understand what's going on.
No, I'm just asking.
Skinny dipping. Yeah, but I used to get into my pool naked. I used to get into my pool naked.
Neighbours, though.
You got to draw the line somewhere,
yeah,
bro.
But it's only at night. You can't do it during the day. What? Remember, like,
man knows the rules.
No, 100%. We had a party. Oh, you lot weren't there that time. I had a pool party.
Thank God.
No, I wasn't in the pool naked. No, it wasn't that. There were some friends of mine and they were in the pool, skin out in the garden, sun out or whatever.
For me personally, I just don't get the skinny dipping thing. Like, I've never got it. Like, I don't need, like...
I don't understand
why you would need to thingy.
Let me ask you a question. So let's say, for example...
So you're not getting in the pool with the babes naked?
Wait.
No.
Wait, hold on. Your own pool?
It wouldn't come to me.
Your own pool. Like, you have your own villa. You have a pool, and you're with a babe. But so she says, "Come in the pool naked."
I've been in Dubai and I've got a jacuzzi. I've never got in with no shorts on.
With a babes.
Yes.
Well, you don't trust your meat.
There's nothing to get to the bottom. Man's just walking around naked.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
When you have sex here, you finish. You go get your boxes.
If I'm on the bed chilling, that's fine.
Okay, so when you go to the toilet,
if I go to the toilet,
you put your boxes on.
No, it depends.
Bob is beating through the hole.
It depends. Like sometimes I might, if I go to the toilet and come back. If it's not going to be like a second round or whatever, I'll put my shoes back on.
I know you.
Man's just there with it, just skin out. Just for time watching the chase on Channel TV, just skin out. Yeah. No, bro.
That's what I was looking for.
Have some decorum, man.
Man, just uncomfortable skin out.
It's too vulnerable and free.
I hear it. It's just mad.
I don't sleep naked. It's mad.
But what's the fear?
It's not a fear.
Not you, but I'm saying, Marvin, like safety. Safety from what?
I can't sleep naked.
What if?
Cheeks in the air as well.
In the middle of the night.
And you got to run out your house.
And I've got to run out my house.
Then I'm going to grab a gown.
No, you're not going to have time.
Yeah, grab a gown.
A gown.
One of the golden girls over here.
If I'm in bed, what's on top of me?
That's your duvet.
And so you're telling me I can't run out with
you? You're going to grab a whole duvet.
No, you're on top of me.
Your house is on fire. You're going to grab a whole duvet. Bro,
if my yard is on fire, bro, you know, I'm naked, streamlined, you know what I mean? I cut through the air. with precision.
You're hairy, bro. You're going to burn, bro. By the time you get to that front door, you're going to burn, bro.
You know, better than the wax. More people should be comfortable, you know, walking around. Skin out, bro. It's comfortable. That's the comfortability. That's why I do it. I sleep naked because it's comfortable. I walk around my house naked because it's comfortable. I used to answer the door for deliveries in my boxes.
How often do you change your sheets?
Once a week.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.